From the Pasuk V'nefesh Kisakriv Karban Mincha, the Torah's Koyanim learns out, since it says Kisakriv Karban, it doesn't just say straight Kisakriv Mincha, that one could also donate as a Karban things like the Levoina, the special incense that was brought with Karbanos, wine, oil, and also wood. And the Rebbe says we need to understand. We can understand these other things, the wine, etc., since they are sometimes part of certain karbonis, we understand it as the kedusha of a karbon, and therefore it makes sense that they too can be brought as a karbon. But what is the svara to say, what's the logic to say that from the word karbon, you should be able to donate wood, which is usually not ever part of a karbon. It's only what's called machshiri mitzvah. It enables the mitzvah to be done, the karbon to be burnt. It's the preliminary for the mitzvah. Now the Rebbe does go through for a little bit, trying to see if a certain pasuk is a proof or not, and going through a certain machloikas of Rebbe and the Rabbanon, which we're going to skip over. We're going to go through to the rest of the sikha, which is most of the sikha. But the Rebbe is going to explain how really the wood of the karbon is really something very, very, very fundamental. In order to appreciate this, the Rebbe starts off regarding the idea of donating wood to the Mizbeach, that we find something very, very interesting, very surprising. The Gemara tells us that when the Yidden came up from Golus Bavel to the second Beis HaMikdash, they found that the Lishkas Oetzim, the chamber of wood, was empty. So certain families came and donated wood on particular days, and every single year on that day it would be their Yom Tov. They would bring wood again and it would be their Yom Tov. During that time they weren't allowed to have eulogies, they're not allowed to have fasts, etc. Now one of those days that one of the families brought was on the 10th day of Av, which sometimes ends up being Tisha B'Av Nidcha, the fast being pushed off to the 10th of Av, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. And yet, this family wouldn't fast if it ended up being like that, on Tisha B'Av Nidcha. And the question is, why is this such a great simcha, this donating of wood to the Mizbeach, to the extent that it's even going to push off the fast? Says the Rebbe, in addition to this idea of simcha when donating the wood, we also find another area where there's a tremendous simcha connected with wood, by the cutting of the wood for the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Yomim Toivim LeYisrael, there were no greater Yomim Toivim for the Yidden, Kechamisha Asar B'Avach Yom HaKippurim, the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur. The Mishnah brings a pasuk related to this. The Mishnah says about, B'Yoyim Chasunosoy U'B'Yoyim Simchas Liboy, which the Gemara explains, B'Yoyim Chasunosoy is Matan Torah, referring to Yom Kippur when the second Luchos were given. Yom Simchas Libo, the day of rejoicing of his heart, is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And these 2 days, as the Marsha explains, Chamisha Asar B'Avach Yom HaKippurim, are these 2 days, Yom Kippur being referred to the idea of the day of his Chasan Matan Torah, and Chamisha Asar B'Av is the day related somehow to the Beis HaMikdash. But how? When the Gemara gives all the various different reasons for Chamisha Asar B'Av, the one that's directly connected to the Beis HaMikdash is the following reason. This is the day that they used to stop cutting wood for the Mizbeach. It's summertime. Until then afterwards, it's starting to get not as hot anymore. And therefore, this is the day they stopped cutting wood for the Mizbeach. You had the dry wood and so on. The question again is, what's going on? Why is there such a tremendous simcha when we're just speaking about, again, the preliminary for a mitzvah, preparing wood for the Mizbeach? The Rebbe says, the explanation goes like this. The Ramban tells us that all of the ideas of karbonis is that a person is supposed to think that whatever happened to the karbon should really be happening to the person. But with the kindness of Hashem, the karbon, the animal, is in exchange of the person. In other words, the idea of a karbon is really that he should bring himself closer to Hashem. With Hashem's kindness, you could bring the gashmis, the physical karbon, instead of himself. But obviously, he's still supposed to inspire the person to offer himself to Hashem, beruchnius. Now, there's the general sacrifice or offering that happens in every single karbon that you're offering your soul. And then there's also the individual or specific aspect of the person that you're going to offer individually by each type of karbon. For example, in one karbon you're going to burn certain parts on the Mizbeach, and other karbonis you might burn other things on the Mizbeach, etc. So these ideas, the details of the karbonis, represent certain aspects of the person that are being brought to Hashem. But what about the wood? The wood that comes with every karbon is being burnt expresses this general idea of the person as a whole giving himself up to Hashem. And it's specifically hinted in wood because we know the concept of Adam Eitz Asada, a person, is compared to the tree of the field. Says the Rebbe, this is really the idea of why the donation of the wood is causing such a great simcha, such a great joy, even more than karbonis. Because the wood, different to what we thought before, that it's being only some sort of preparation or just sort of by the way. On the contrary, this is the foundation to the whole concept of karbonis. It's really the person offering himself up completely. Says the Rebbe, one of the differences between this general offering, which is expressed in the wood, or the individual specific offering in each and every carbon, is in regards to the idea of bitul, how much a person is giving up from himself to Hashem. When a person is involved in giving up, in offering a certain aspect, a certain faculty of his own, then he's not leaving his metzias, his entity, his identity completely. His bitul is right now involved, is occupied with one particular koyach, one particular faculty of his own. But at the same time, there's also all the rest of his faculties. And in a certain sense, that's still covering up and blocking out his ultimate bitul and mesiras nefesh. But when we speak about giving oneself up completely, his whole self, then that means every part of him is dedicated to Hashem. There's no part of him that's blocking or concealing on the mesiras nefesh. And coming back to the wood, this is the idea of the wood in every single carbon. It's not just a little part of the carbon. This is, on the one hand, yes, it's preparing. It's the preliminary for the carbon, but it's really much more than that. It's the basis, it's the foundation for the whole idea of the carbon to be able to be burnt again, representing the whole person, making himself butl to Hashem. Says the Rebbe, this is also expressed in the idea when you have the families that are donating wood so that other people should be able to bring carbonis with the wood. Because true mesiras nefesh is going to be expressed specifically when it's connected to this sort of idea that you're ready to have the mesiras nefesh, not only for the mitzvah itself, but even for the machshiri mitzvah, for the things that help you do the mitzvah. You see, when a person brings a karbon, there could be a certain feeling of satisfaction. I achieved something. I brought a karbon. The karbon is called a nachas ruach for Hashem, etc. But what happens when you bring the wood for the mizbeach? It doesn't say anywhere that the wood is a nachas ruach. The wood is being burnt up completely. It doesn't say that it's a nachas ruach. And why are you doing it? Just that something else should be able to bring a nachas ruach. The carbon should be a nachas ruach. And not only, maybe it's not even your own carbon. Maybe it's another person's carbon. So when a person is ready to have this mesiras nefesh for something like this, that's the true proof that he's completely given over, completely dedicated and bottled to Hashem, the true carbon for Hashem. Now the Rebbe takes it to even a deeper level. Even when you're donating wood, it might not still be the ultimate dedication. Because even though you don't have that feeling that you achieve something very major, that nachas ruach that a carbon has, but at least you might have the satisfaction that your wood became holy and part of the carbon. But now we go to a higher level, where a person is going to dedicate himself completely without any sort of ulterior motives whatsoever. And this is when he's cutting the wood. When a person is cutting the wood in the forest, he didn't even make it holy yet. He's going to donate it later. If he makes it holy now, he won't be able to donate it later. It's not even going to belong to him. The Rebbe says this is even more emphasized in the families that donated wood after Chamisha Asar B'Av, because the halacha was they only cut the wood until Chamisha Asar B'Av, and then there were families that donated wood after Chamisha Asar B'Av, for example, on Chof Av, the day that the Rebbe actually said the Sicha, that it was father's yard site. But there was no cutting after Chamisha Asar B'Av. So that means that from the time of cutting the wood, this wood is still not even holy for quite some time. Says the Rebbe, this represents the ultimate bittul. You're totally not thinking about what I achieved, what it accomplished. All the person is thinking about is for the sake of Hashem. This is supposed to be helping out for the avoda of Hashem. Says the Rebbe, so this is the true simcha of Chamisha Asar B'Av, when they finished cutting the wood, completed this mitzvah, because it's an expression of the very essence of the neshama connected to Hashem without any strings attached. Similar to Yom Kippur, the Gemara puts the two together. What's Yom Kippur? When the Yechida of the Yid is revealed that he's one with Hashem. And the Rebbe now connects it in a very interesting way with the simcha of Chamisha Asar B'Av that the Gemara describes how the daughters of Yerushalayim would go out into the vineyards and there was various different things that they said. The Beraisa tells us there are three groups of girls. The beautiful ones would say to the boys, look at beauty. The Miyuchasa is the ones with good lineage would say, look at family. And then there were Mecharis, the one that didn't have any special qualities, weren't beautiful. And they would say, do it L'Shem Shemayim, take us L'Shem Shemayim. Says the Rebbe, this corresponds to the three levels we were speaking about of what wood could represent. You see, there are some wood that could actually be brought as a carbon for itself. which is something that the Rebbe discussed earlier on in the Sikh, in the part that we skipped out a little bit, but there is opinions that you can mamish bring the carbon, the wood as a carbon for itself, not even to help for carbonis. This would be similar to the first group, the girls that are beautiful. In other words, it's a quality within the person himself. A person could bring a wood and say, wow, this is mamish a carbon, this is going to cause nachas to Hashem. But then there's the second group. This is like the wood that's serving the carbon to be brought, only helping the carbon of somebody else perhaps. This is like the idea of yichus. What's yichus? Yichus is not about yourself. It's about your family and what your children are going to have, etc. And finally, says the Rebbe, there's the cutting of the wood. The cutting of the wood, as we said, is completely choil. It's complete. The wood itself is not even holy at this point. It doesn't seem to have any connection to Kedusha. Similar to those girls that seem to have no beauty, no virtues whatsoever. And what are they saying? Just do it l'shem shamayim. Similar to the cutting of the wood, that there's no feeling for oneself, all one is doing it is purely for Hashem. And the Rebbe concludes with a very powerful ahira that some people think that simcha can only be when you're turning over the world and learning the whole Torah, etc. But to help somebody else become close to Hashem, a carbon to Hashem, what's such a great simcha about that? But the ahira is that in truth, of course, on the one hand, you have to do whatever is negaya to your own perfection, etc. But on the other hand, it's specifically about this mitzvah to help another year to become a carbon to Hashem. That the Torah says that this brings the greatest simcha, that lo yhayu yamim tovim li Yisrael kachamisha asar ba'av uchiyoyim ha-kippurim.